Damien Lane went to Grafton and he took Mr. McBat up there and he won the South Grafton Cup with him. I thought he might have hung around for the Grafton Cup, but I don't think that is on the agenda at all. Morning, Damien.
Morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm good. Congratulations. That was a good effort.
Yeah, it was. He's a really nice horse. He, you know, when things go his way and he gets a dry track, he shows what he can do, and he had a nice win yesterday.
You weren't tempted to stay on and have a crack for the Grafton Cup?
No, look, I think a mile pulls the horse up. So he'll, all being well, he'll probably head back up this way for the Costa Harbour Cup in about 3 weeks.
Yeah, you can often go to the world too often, can't you? Sometimes we'll try and stretch him out too far.
Yeah, that's right. Look, I mean, when I first got the horse, I've had him about 12 months and I probably didn't think he'd run 1,400, let alone a mile. So he's done a good job. He's only had two starts at a mile now and won them both. So, provided Costa Harbour, or provided he pulls up all right, which he seems to have had this morning, we're on the road back to Wyong now. But provided he does well in the next few weeks and we can get a dry sort of track at Costa Harbour, we'll head back up that way with him.
Yeah, well, three starts ago, you took him to Taree for the Taree Wingham Cup. He got the money there. That was his previous start over the mile.
Yeah, that's right. And to be honest, Ben Looker rode the horse that day and he was the one that sort of put the idea of Grafton into our head. And as it turned out, he couldn't ride the horse yesterday. He got a good association with Sofen and had to ride it. But that was sort of planting the seed towards Grafton. And then he just went around on a heavy ten at Port the other day. He just doesn't handle it. But probably if I had my time again, I probably would have scratched the horse. But the track that day looked to be drying out in the morning. And they got a good shower of rain halfway through the day and sort of wrecked it. But anyway, it's good for him to get back on top of the ground and be able to show what he's capable of.
Well, you got a couple of others nom for Grafton acceptances, by the way. I think about 11 o'clock this morning, but you've got one in there Wednesday and a maiden A-steam, but will Johnny Rudeboy go to the Sir James Kirby?
Look, at this stage, he's in both at Grafton and at Canterbury. I've accepted it for both places, and I'll just have a look at the acceptances when they come out this morning. And I've also got All But Gone in Thursday up there as well, so my partner Kate will bring them back up on tomorrow, and then they'll race Thursday, and then I've got a couple to race next Sunday as well. They'll go back up on Friday.
All right, now let's have a look here. We might be able to tell you where you've drawn here, because the acceptances were by 9. No, not as yet. No, we're waiting on...
Not as yet.
No, when we get more, we'll pass it on. Well, congratulations with him. He's just one of those... You love horses like that, Mr. McBat, don't you? They go out and put in and have a dip.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, backmarkers, things have to go their way. They sort of have to get a little bit of luck and they have to have genuine speed. But they can look sort of dynamic when things do go their way. And you know, some days they don't go their way and they're a bit, you know, they can probably look disappointing. But, it's just more tempo of a race and that sort of thing for horses like him.
Well, congratulations with him, and we'll look forward to maybe seeing Johnny Rudeboy perhaps in the Kirby quality of Grafton, but you've got a couple of nice options. Got end of the season coming up, I suppose we kick off into the new one. You got any babies, Damien?
Yeah, we have. Like, this is probably the first year we've been active at the sales and had a little bit of money for some clients to spend. Not big dollars, but we've probably bought about 10 nice yearlings. So they've sort of all been broken in and had a prep, and they're sort of coming in and out of the stables. And yeah, there's some really nice young ones coming through. So it's you need the young stock coming through to be able to keep the stable going.
Terrific. Well, safe drive back. Good luck, and good luck through the week as well.
Yeah, no worries. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Damien. Damien Lane there, and good to catch up with him.